Hey everyone, good evening. I hope you're all doing good. Welcome to Authenticated. How is everyone? Good? I hope you're good. You know, in Australia, like, we answer the questions for you, so it's really easy to just, like, we say, how are you? You good? And you just don't really have to say yes or no to everything. Well, Shundite, mad or sunder. Yay, Silf Sundle. So, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God. Did you know that? Holy Spirit's God. So every time, like, you read the Bible, where it says Lord and God, you just say Holy Spirit. Change it. You know what, you focus on it manifests. So you want to focus on the Holy Spirit so he manifests, right? That's how it works. 2 Timothy, I think 2:4. Wow. Yasu. Hey, Yasu. Moreka. Yep. 2 Timothy 2:4, he says, if a soldier for Christ doesn't entangle himself with the affairs of this life, and he's not caught up into the things that are going on in this life. It says there in the second part, it says in 2 Timothy 2:5 that if somebody's competing, like in this race of life or in this race for the Lord, if anyone's competing and they're not competing lawfully, then they don't get the crown. No crown of life. That means that you need the Holy Spirit, you need the anointing. You gotta come through the anointing. Otherwise it's like everything you did was for no reason. Like it's for nothing. You're wasting your time. Nothing eventuates. It doesn't sustain. You know? God doesn't want a whole bunch of Christians attending church week in and week out and not entering the kingdom. Every person should be able to manifest the anointing, you know. But he says, so if you're a soldier for Christ and you're not entangled in the affairs of this world, which means you focus on just him, and then it says, and then the person who commissioned you will be pleased with you, right? So he's saying, and then he commissions you. So if you're a soldier for Christ and you don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life, you don't get involved in this, the affairs of this life, you just focus on him, right? Until you come into fullness with him, until he's fully formed in your flesh, until you're made one with him. Fully formed, and then you have the things of the Father in your mind. Like your mind, then Jesus, when he walked, he said, you know, I'm only here about my Father's business. Like, I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm not concerned with anything else. The only thing I'm here to do is the business of my Father. That's it. Everyone here has a different mission, you know. That's why you can't follow people, because you will go the wrong way all the time, because it's him who you need to seek, you know. You read the Bible out loud. You worship 8 hours a day. You listen to preaching 8 hours a day, you know, until you hear clearly the Holy Ghost. And then you go and take, and then you put, like, and then you do what the Holy Spirit says to do. The Holy Spirit will train you in obedience, train you how to hear, and then train you how to move, like how to operate and how to move forward. So you're manifesting that Holy Spirit. You know, it's the greatest weapon. He says the end time army will have the greatest weapon from heaven. It'll be a secret weapon. It's a hidden weapon. The world won't be able to stop it. Nobody can stop the weapon, right? And that's, you get that by seeking the Lord. Always, like 100% fully, only entangled yourself in the affairs of your Father, you know, the affairs of his business, not the affairs of this world and what's going on over here and over there. You have to be single mind, like single eye focused, you know. Your eye must be single. So then that way your mind is only focused and your, he says, only think on what's good and pure and noble, right? He says only put your attention on the Lord, on Jesus. Think of, only think on these things. Now he tells us how to get there and how to do it. So you have to sacrifice this world for him. He sacrificed his world for us. In order to have him, we must lay our lives down, right? And it's no good keeping everyone in a building and then no one's coming in. They're not anointed. So they go about their daily life and they think they're serving Jesus, but they're out there serving Jesus, but there's no anointing. If there was, things would look very different today. So you have to pay the price to get the anointing, and he says that then you get that crown, and then you compete, and you've come in lawfully, so you can do it. You're doing it the right way. But if you're in a building all day, day in and day out, really all you're doing is prolong or keeping them out. You're keeping them out of entering the kingdom because they're being spoon fed, and they don't need to seek God. They don't need to seek out Jesus for themselves. They don't need to know who the Lord is. They're not desperate. They're not on their knees. They're not humble. They're not begging. They're not asking. There's no desperation. There's no desperation. They don't need it. Everything's done for them. Here's a word. Eat this. You know? Come here. Sing, dance, play. It's all fun. Keep just coming here, coming here. And then, but if the building's not there and there's no more building, guess what? Then what happens? You're going to be on your face and you're going to be begging and praying that he shows up for you because you don't know where else to go. There is nowhere else to go. And so it's going to cause you to seek him. But when you're dependent on people and things and, you know, religion, and then you think you get the name of Jesus, but really you've only just got religion. Because when you say his name, things aren't changing and shaken. It's just the name, and it's about having this secret weapon formed through every soul, you know, martyrs, and the Spirit does the work through you, amen. So that's what we want. We want to sacrifice that. We want to sacrifice our desires, sacrifice our dependence on other things. Focus only on your relationship with God. You seeking out the anointing by praying to him humbly, not by chasing after other people's anointing. You can't walk in somebody else's anointing. It will kill you. You're not made for it. You don't have the gifts and the talents of that person to carry their mantle. So if you want somebody's mantle, you're setting yourself up to fail because you can't carry. It's not how it works. You can catch the fire and get an impartation to give you, you know, it pours on you, but you have to be able to do something that you have to develop your own, you know? And that's what we need. That's the secret weapon. He said that sometimes their prayer is not by words, you know. If you have to pray, he will. I think it's Francis, St. Francis. So the anointing's the weapon. That's what's going to transform and change the world. That marks you. You're marked. The anointing marks people, right? They're marked. They're marked for you. When the anointing's poured out, you're marking people. You're like, this one is, you're marking them, X marks the spot. This is yours, you know. This is yours, God. And then when it's in due season, when the timing of the Lord is upon them, all will come in. And that's what you want to give people, the anointing. That's what you want to pour out, the anointing. That's what's going to change the world, because you pour the anointing out and it changes people, changes hearts, it marks them as well. So the Lord deals with everyone, their mind, so he deals with them. You know, you need the anointing when for your mission. You can't do your mission as a soldier in the body of Christ without the anointing, you know. You must develop that, and that comes through intimacy. It's formed through intimacy, through a heart of love. So first place you develop is love, because you have to love the Lord. You have to want to seek the Lord. And you have to want to, you know, seek him and have a desire to know him. To, you know, and then you experience him. You meet him face to face. He's with you face to face. Some people are like, I can't wait to see Jesus face to face. When you get the anointing, takes you there. You know? So all let's thank you, Father, for marking those who hear your word, who hear this word, that they're marked. Marked for you to be a secret weapon. Lord, the problem is that in the church, there's too many churches and they're all in there like, you know, boxes, and they're all in these churches, and where else do you go? What else do you do? They don't know what to do. They're like, okay, now I'm a Christian. Now what? There's no dependence to seek the Lord. And, you know, they go in there, but they're not, there's no growth. They're not meant to, you know, sit under the anointing, sit under that waterfall, come into that intimacy, and then go into all the world. Why are we in the boxes when we should be in the world? Imparting, pouring out, marking the world with the anointing. All right? Just go about your day. Go about your business quietly and humbly. Seek out the Lord and then go and do what he's told you to do. A lot of people just want, they want the stage. They want, and this is what Christianity looks like, because that's what you think it is. Everyone wants to be a pastor, a minister, somewhere up the top of the eldership, the leadership, the apostleship, spaceship. They all want to be up there. That's where they think, that's what they think Christian ministry is. That's their, like, you know, do I go to Bible college to ascend into the eldership of the leadership of the church? I'll be a church leader. But he wants you to get intimate with him, know him, and go into the world. And they won't know who you are. You won't be known. Can you handle that? Because everybody just wants to be known. Because then it feeds the ego, because then you're a somebody. You know, it just affirms that finally you feel like you're a somebody, because you felt like you're a nobody your whole life. Well, God takes nobodies and he makes them a somebody, but he does it for his own kingdom, which is upside down, right? It's like the secret service. He wants them out there in the world, in him, just pouring out. Pouring out. Amen. Thank you, Father, that you pour it out. You mark your people. And you seal them with your spirit. And we multiply as well. We eat multiple pies if we want. No rules. He says, go into the world, but don't become the world, or don't conform to the world. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that you can't do what the world's doing. Doesn't mean you can't dress like this, or eat this, or be like that, or drink this, or dance like here. It's like just remember in your heart who your God is. Remember on me. Remember, put your attention, your thoughts and your mind on the Lord. And when you're in that union, in that oneness with him, he pours out wherever you're at. Here, the Spirit knows who's who, where to go. Just like a mobilized vessel. And millions of them everywhere. Can't have them all boxed in a church. Just playing church, going home. Competing with no law. There's no anointing. It's lawful's the anointing. It's the Spirit. So he says, don't get entangled with the things of this world or this life. Have your mind on the eternal purpose, which is being filled with the Spirit, manifesting the Spirit through your vessel, through your body, through, out of every orifice, pouring out. Amen. And don't give eye or attention to, don't be distracted by what other people are doing. You know, mind your business and do your Father's business and focus on that. Learn how to be under the anointing. Learn how to operate the anointing. Learn how to drink from the river. Learn how to, you know, get from the Holy Spirit yourself. Learn how to read the word yourself. The Holy Spirit will impart to you what you need. And you marks you and, amen. All right, well, that's it. God bless you. God keep you all until next time. Amen.